Well, Coach, it's come down to this weekend, and, you know, every cliche in the book you could say, but how are you feeling heading into it?
I feel good heading into it, and, you know, it's been a tough struggle. It really has, and the biggest thing is the guys they're hanging in there. They're really hanging in there and feel good about themselves, and we're ready to go to battle here. It was a huge weekend for us against PA, and I think we got a little ahead of ourselves that we thought that, you know, playing that well and getting scoring goals, that it was just automatically we were out of it. And you're never out of it. You got to make yourself be out of it, and you got to be out of it for a while. So that being said, we can't dwell on that too much. Some of the same things that were happening over the streak happened to us again. Maybe we can learn from that.
You can preach urgency as much as you want, but it's hard to replicate the desperation of a team whose life is on the line, right? And as much as you guys wanted to replicate that on Tuesday, there's that little extra push that they're going to have naturally, isn't there? And that's what you guys need to find this weekend.
Yeah, and we knew that was coming, and I thought we handled it all right. You know, I really did. And it's those timely goals, and that's what we have to overcome when. You know, and we're getting same thing, things off feet. But no matter what the situation is, what type of goals are scored, we have to face that adversity, and we have to face it hard. And you know, I think we backed off from it, and we didn't realize that, hey, it could go the other way again. And you know, we've talked about it. We've had a couple days here. If you don't have yourself in the right frame of mind, and you got to be ready for bad things to happen, but you got to face it after.
Is it the reaction right after? Because you look at the game on Tuesday, and it's not that they're in bunches, but they're real close together when they do score. And it's sort of happened to you guys lately to some degree. You know, when they get that goal to make it 3-1, well, 4-1 and 5-1 come quick. So it's how you respond after that happens.
Well, it's totally mental. And it's mental, and what this team cares so much, and they're going, oh man, here we go again, you know, and it's the negativity that really goes through your head, and it keeps on going, and that's what we got to nip. When something bad happens, which, you know, bad things happen in hockey games all year long.
In every game,
and you're not going to hold a, you know, 60 minutes. You're not going to, there's going to be power plays. There's going to be times when the other team is dominating you, no matter what game you're in. It happens every game, and you got to face it, and you got to deal with it, and you got to overcome it. And we're having a hard time overcoming some of those situations, especially after a goal scored, and it's all momentum, and it's stuff that we've went through, you know, all year long. It's stuff that you go through as a coach. It's stuff that you go through as a player, your whole life. And right now it's so magnified that everyone's getting scared about it.
Does every player have to come up with their own answer to that, you know, how you respond? Because you can't change how somebody's feeling with a quick sentence or, you know, a quick word.
No, and it's the pressure. That's what's happening to our hockey team. It's the pressure of being too scared to lose. And it's a funny way to say it, but you got to tighten up and you got to relax and you got to go out there and you got to play the game the right way. And you know, if bad things happen, you got to go out there and you can't let it bother you, because it goes right to your legs. It goes right to your, you know, we have some guys that are so scared to make a mistake. They're scared to be on the ice. They don't want to let anybody down, which is something that's, I think, is totally ridiculous. You got to go out there and play. You got to have fun. It's a real good game, and it's the most exciting time of the year.
You have to trust yourself. And you've got here for a reason, right?
Yeah, we're here. We're right in here at the, you know, it's in our destiny. You know, we gotta work as hard as we can, and you can't look at not being in the playoffs as such a failure, because it's scaring everybody right now.
Now the Lethbridge is the opponent, and you talk about the pressure you guys have, and they have none, really. I mean, you want to perform well. Every player pushes themselves to win, but they come in probably pretty loose because they've got nothing to lose. And so how do you prepare to deal with that as a coach?
Well, that's reality right there. That's how they're going to play. And they don't have any anxiety in them about losing anything. They have personal pressure on next year and maybe making the team next year, or maybe showing real good for pro contracts, or if you're an overage, on moving on. So that's the pressure they have. And they got really good pieces. They got, I think they probably have more offense than Moose Jaw, but they don't have a Braden Point. But they got a stud in goal that can totally shut the door. And, you know, so they got a lot of good pieces that we have to be aware of.
Well, and you mentioned him because as much as the frustration is built with all the chances you guys have created lately and only the one game where you really broke out, there's a goalie that could really do that to you again. So that's where the mental toughness is going to really come into play if he makes some big saves.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He is going to make some big saves against us, and that and that's just the way it's going to be. And we just got to stick with it. Like, once again, we in Moose Jaw, we created chances again, and, you know, and we didn't get the goals that we wanted. And, you know, I don't want to say we outchanced them. They played a good hockey game, but I thought we were right there with them too. And it's the timely goals that that are killing us. And we got to play. We got to play better. We got to play the 1-0 mentality, and we got to go out there and we got to relax a little bit and have some fun.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.